Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. We were talking earlier today about the intentions of the other side. Are people who are wrong politically necessarily evil? Do they really want to destroy America because they advocate foolish policies as their intention to bring down the republic? Joe Biden came close to making that kind of accusation yesterday when he attacked Republicans, blaming them entirely for the debt ceiling debacle, which may be lying ahead for the United States. This is a very serious matter. He calls the GOP reckless and says that if they don't act to solve the debt limit, they will be entirely to blame. Somebody who can cast some light on that is Charles Lipson. Been a frequent guest on this show. He is Professor Emeritus of Political Science at University of Chicago. His columns for Real Clear Politics and other publications are available. His most recent columns available at michaelmedved.com right now, free of course, and at charleslipson.com. Charles, you heard the president's statements yesterday. First of all, do you agree that the prospect of a default for this country is deeply threatening, would damage the country and damage the economy?
Yes.
Okay. And you agree that that would have impact on just about everybody who's listening right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. How?
I'm telling you, like I'm on a cross examination where I give one word answers to an opposing attorney, but I don't feel like that. I just feel like these are very clear issues. So why would Republicans do this? In the short
exactly.
Answer, okay, there we go.
One word.
The short answer to this is that the Republicans want them. First of all, I think that the debt ceiling is a kind of silly thing in the sense that we are raising the borrowing limit for funds we have already spent, authorized to spend. So it's not as if we're looking forward. We're looking backward. But the problem what the Republicans are trying to do is get the Democrats to use reconciliation, the 50-vote approach, to pass this, because if they do that, it'll make it harder for them to use just the 50 votes for other bills which they want to pass. So it's kind of like in football games, trying to get the other side to throw the red flag. They can only throw it so often, so you'd like them to throw it now so they can't throw it in the future.
Okay. Mitch McConnell makes it pretty clear. He wants the Democrats, who are intending to do a whole bunch of new spending, spending that hasn't been authorized yet, they want that authorization to go forward. But what is stopping Joe Biden actually from using reconciliation, which Mitch McConnell has said, no, we'd like you to do that? Why is Biden so reluctant to actually use that 50-vote majority with Vice President Harris? Why is he so reluctant to use that to get the job done?
Well, let's talk about where they stand right now. There is a bipartisan agreement for a roads and bridges bill. Let's call that hard infrastructure. That passed the Senate. It got 19 Republican votes, including that of Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. It was expected to pass the House, where there's a four-vote majority for the Democrats, and some Republicans would have probably gone along. Instead, Nancy Pelosi said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait until there's been a vote first on the big social spending bill. They call it soft infrastructure, but that's Orwellian language. It doesn't mean anything. Calling it infrastructure doesn't. Calling a dog's tail a fifth leg doesn't mean that a dog has five legs. So it seems to me, and they know that they can't get the big bill through. And they know they can't get it through the Senate. And what's holding up, and so she promised a vote to the moderate Democrats on the hard infrastructure bill on the 27th of September. Well, that never happened. Why didn't it happen? Well, your listeners in Seattle will know. It was because the representative from Seattle, Jayapal, held together the Progressive Caucus and said, we won't vote positively for the hard infrastructure bill unless you bring up the other one first. And we have enough votes to kill it. So that's where it all stands right now. What I try to say in the article is that I think all the discussion about these negotiations have obscured the larger point. What's the goal of all this social welfare spending? The goal of it is precisely what Representative Jayapal and others are pushing for. They want to turn the United States into a social democracy along the lines of France, Italy, Germany, and the rest, with very high taxes, a lot of social spending, and all the rest. So that's their goal. What's been striking to me is that Biden didn't run on that, didn't win a large majority, won barely enough to get anything through, and yet is trying to do all of this nonetheless. I think it's really a scandal.
Okay, what's really a scandal is they say October 14th is the date that Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, former head of the Federal Reserve, says that we're in trouble and we're getting into market collapsing to default of the United States. Why can't one side or the other or some adult in the room say, okay, we'll continue arguing about whether we spend $3.5 trillion or whether we call it a day with the $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion. With all those arguments going on, why can't they put that aside, raise the debt ceiling, and avoid this danger? You know, there's a monster at the door. You do something to protect yourself.
Well, right now there's a monster at the door and everybody's pointing at their brother or sister and saying, you're the reason for the monster, instead of doing something about it. Nobody is behaving as rationally and reasonably and prudentially as what you just laid out. In fact, what the best way to think of it is the old game that teenagers used to play, a game of chicken where two cars race at each other. And you lose the game if you're the first one to turn away. The problem is a lot of those races end in head-on collisions.
Yeah, as you can see in Rebel Without a Cause, and this is like basically default without a cause. There is no reason for this. It accomplishes absolutely nothing. And do you really think that Biden will hang on? Apparently, he could basically order them to go ahead and do this with reconciliation. Your best guess, that'll happen or not?
Depends on what his advisors tell him. I mean, I don't think he'll let the country default, because I think that much as the media and everybody else would try to blame the Republicans, in the end, the person in charge, they hold a majority in the House, they hold a majority in the Senate, and they have the White House, so they're in control. And if bad things happen, they're going to be held responsible for it.
Charles Lipson, you can read his latest column on related subjects about the crisis in Washington. It's at charleslipson.com, or you can read it right at michaelmedved.com. We'll be back with latest from Chris Christie coming up. He's called Capitalism the Greatest Thing Humanity Ever Accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Grovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Michael Medved show, Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the Senate right now, made another ridiculous, partisan, distorted, and dishonest statement on the Senate floor. And frankly, this is shameful. And again, with all of the scandals surrounding Facebook and the testimony today from an insider about exposing Facebook, with all of the disagreements about vaccine mandates, with everything that we're dealing with right now, the biggest immediate threat to the United States is this debt ceiling. And nobody's talking about it because it makes everybody look incredibly bad, especially the Democrats, because they could fix it this afternoon. They could fix it before the end of the show today if they would simply make the decision that they were going to go ahead and use the reconciliation process. They don't need a single Republican vote, and then the Democrats and Republicans both get what they want, which is avoiding a financial catastrophe for which both parties would be blamed, and rightly blamed. And instead, they actually raise the debt ceiling, which both sides say they want to do. So why can't they do it? Because Schumer is more interested in playing games like this, in which he wants to blame the Republicans, who are not in power, let me repeat, for all of the problems in the country right at the moment. Listen to the senator from New York.
Now on the debt ceiling. Before the end of this week, the Senate must get a bill to the president's desk to address the acute crisis of the debt limit. President Biden was crystal clear in his speech this morning. If Republicans don't get out of the way and let the Senate take action now, our government will in all likelihood enter default for the first time ever. Sadly, the Republican position as the party of default has now become so extreme that they've blocked every single attempt to prevent a default from happening, putting our country in serious, serious danger.
Okay, this is ridiculous. The New York Times, which is a pro-Democratic outlet, it is not a pro-Mitch McConnell, not a pro-Republican, not a pro-conservative outlet. They say this in a piece by Jim Tankersley and Katie Rogers today. Despite Mr. Biden's attempts to blame Republicans for the impasse, Democrats are increasingly confronting the possibility that they may need to raise the debt limit through the one legislative path the Republicans have left open, a process known as budget reconciliation that bypasses a Senate filibuster. Mr. Biden and Democratic leaders have chafed at that approach, saying Republicans bear a share of the responsibility for Washington's deficits and must at least allow an up and down vote, as has been the case under previous presidents. Investors in U.S. government debt are already getting spooked. Yields for certain Treasury bonds that could be affected by a default spiked on Monday as investors demanded higher interest payments to offset the risk. Now, here's what Mitch McConnell said in response to that. He said, "I respectfully submit that it is time for you," he's addressing this to President Biden and his fellow Democrats, "is it time for you to engage directly with congressional Democrats on this matter? Your lieutenants in Congress must understand that you do not want a unified Democratic government to sleepwalk toward an avoidable catastrophe when they have nearly 3 months' notice to do their job," meaning that's when they knew the debt limit was coming up. And doing their job is going and having every single Democrat vote, as they should, for raising the debt limit and going forward. And Mitch McConnell also said this, and I think it's a good line. He said that bipartisanship is not a light switch that Speaker Pelosi and Leader Schumer may flip up to borrow money and flip off to spend it. For 2.5 months, he says, we have simply wanted that, meaning for them to raise the debt limit. We simply wanted that your party wishes to govern alone, then it must raise the handle the debt limit alone as well, which is not an unreasonable position to take. And Chris Christie spoke about the trip to Capitol Hill that Joe Biden took last week to try to close the deal on his $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill. This is what Governor Christie had to say. This is clip 11.
You know, I had a political science professor in college who told me when your adversary is in the midst of committing suicide, there's no reason to commit murder. The result is the murder, the same. And that's what's happening with Democrats right now. It's the death of 2020 Joe Biden. When he went to the Hill, 2020 Joe Biden is now officially dead and buried. Oh. The guy who ran against the progressives, ran against Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, ran to be a uniter in this country, ran saying he was going to force compromise. And he went up to Capitol Hill and he capitulated to the progressives, the liberals, and his party. And why should we be surprised? He couldn't stand up to the Taliban. How could we expect him to stand up to AOC?
Okay. Okay, tough words, but appropriate words. Look, this is such a strange world. Who is the moderate voice here? No, it's not Joe Biden, who ran as the moderate voice, as Chris Christie made clear. It's Kristen Sinema, who ran as a former Ralph Nader supporter, a former leader of the Green Party. She is not a traditional moderate. She is not a traditional conservative. She was very proud of being the first bisexual member of the United States Senate, representing sexual minorities in Arizona. And look, there's a good piece that's made by Bill McGurn today in the Wall Street Journal, a good point, which is that a lot of people are saying that Kristen Sinema is taking the role of John McCain. She is who she replaced in the Senate in Arizona. He was known as a maverick, and he was treated very fondly as a maverick by the establishment press because he would often take his own position, not as a partisan Republican, and would sometimes work with Democrats. Kristen Sinema, she claims to be a maverick, and she is getting no respect at all because she's tried to work with Republicans a little bit to get the country out of this dilemma. We'll talk more about that and more about the Kristen Sinema situation attacked again, this time on an airplane. We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America used to lead the world in investing in ourselves. The president spending some time Tuesday in Hull, Michigan, to promote his Build Back Better agenda.
To support these investments is to create a rising America. America is moving. To oppose these investments is to be complicit in America's decline.
A Facebook whistleblower said the company prioritizes money over reigning in hate speech and misinformation. Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News to criticize the company.
This isn't a problem that the government created. This is a problem that Facebook created, a problem that it created and is profiting on to the tune of an enormous sum of money.
A Facebook spokesperson saying the company is taking steps to curb misinformation and harmful content. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Balance 7 Water is a dietary supplement and an alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. You can use Balance 7 Water for these benefits for you, very personal ones. More energy, help with weight loss while detoxing your body, relieves heartburn, aids digestion, and more. Right now, if you go to balance7.com, you can not only read about all the benefits on the scientific basis, but if you use the code AL at checkout, you'll receive a 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of any other Balance 7 products. My Smooth Skin retails at $13.99, and it's free with your Balance 7 order. Go to balance7.com. We are in such a strange place in our country. A couple of notes that I think are worth passing on. Flashes of news. Hospitals across New England are experiencing full intensive care units, jam-packed, and staff shortages as cases increase among unvaccinated individuals. Even though the 5 states of New England, Massachusetts and Connecticut and Rhode Island and New Hampshire and Vermont, even though those 5 states have the highest percentage of fully vaccinated people, there are still hundreds of thousands of people in each of those states and across the region who remain unvaccinated, and they are creating a problem of jammed hospitals. And because when the opportunistic virus is limited by the high numbers of vaccinated people, it goes after the people who haven't gotten vaccinated, goes after them even more intensively and drastically, as the hospital situation there shows. Also from Israel, they just announced tightening their own COVID green pass rules, so that now in Israel, only those who have actually received a vaccine booster dose or recently recovered from the virus itself are going to be able to enter indoor venues, or at least is so reported in the New York Times. I mean, so what do you do? That obviously, when I say indoor venues, it doesn't include your home, your domicile. With the mandate in place, a strong mandate in New York City, 96% of New York teachers are now vaccinated. With New York City's vaccine mandate for school staff now in place, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that thousands of teachers have recently gotten their vaccines, touting the overall vaccine rate. Given the fact there are people who have gotten exemptions in New York, that 96% is pretty impressive. They indicated that they have a student body at Washington State University is over 95% vaccinated. There's a certain football coach over there who is still, for reasons he will not even mention or explain, refusing to get his vaccine. And it appears that if that's not taken care of by October 14th, he loses his $3.2 million a year contract. Good luck to him. Wow. And not really good luck. The refusal for Nick Rolovich, the football coach at Washington State, it's shameful. These are kids. The kids are doing the right thing. They're getting their vaccines. The incidence of the virus has dropped by 80% just since the mandates began. And that's precisely because the number of vaccinated people at WSU over in Pullman, those numbers have gone up so much. The annoyance with extremism and stupid extremism, we covered yesterday Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who was basically assaulted in the bathroom. They followed her into the bathroom, needling her, activist, so-called. This is at Arizona State University, where she's a part-time lecturer and lecturing in business subjects, and sort of a little supplemental gig for her while the rest of the Senate is working away in Washington. So Senator Sinema walked out on them. She washed her hands and did not answer the question or conduct a long bathroom conversation. Today, with the news from yesterday, is she was flying back to Washington, and she was assaulted. I mean, not physically assaulted, but her space was invaded, and she was pressed by an activist mid-flight. Mid-flight. Can you believe this? Is this really an appropriate setting to confront senators? I've run into senators mid-flight. Actually, I had a nice conversation with Washington's Senator Patty Murray, who's actually one of my least favorite senators in the U.S. Senate. But fine, you can have a conversation. Oh, how do you do? I'm your constituent. And you say hello, but this is the way it sounded when Kyrsten Sinema, senator from Arizona, was confronted mid-flight by an activist. That's clip 7.
I don't know if you remember me. I just want to know if you can commit, as my senator, if you can commit to passing a reconciliation that could provide a pathway to citizenship for immigrants. We have been waiting for this for too long, and I just need to know if you can commit to passing a budget reconciliation that would include immigration and citizenship for people to be protected, like me and many others. Can you commit to that, Senator? I don't want to disturb you, but at the same time, I just want to see if I can get a commitment from you, Senator. This is my life and the life of millions in the line. I just need to hear from you. All right, Senator. You said you don't want to respond.
Okay, no, she doesn't want to respond. And Look, you can feel sympathetic if you want for the young lady. I don't feel sympathetic for her, not because of her situation vis-a-vis immigration, but because, for goodness sake, our members of Congress are accessible. But to bother people in the bathroom, to bother people on flights, and they also continued hassling her in the airport. And by the way, it's not just people on the left. Outside the Sarasota school board member Shirley Brown's house yesterday, there was an angry demonstration with about nine people. Sounded like this, clip nine.
We see you in there, Shirley. We want you to come out for a redress of grievances. We know the next step is from mask to vaccine, and this will not happen. This is the line we will die on.
That's right. No to vaccines. No to masks.
Shirley, come on out, Shirley. We have some questions and we have some demands that need to be met.
Okay, do you think, first of all, this is an effective strategy? Does anybody think this is an effective strategy to persuade Shirley no to vaccine? And by the way, who is helped by saying no to vaccine, no to mask? Who benefits from it? I mean, you may argue that the vaccine doesn't do any good, that it's an intrusion of your space, but if you block vaccines for other people, if you block vaccines for yourself, who are you helping? And how? It's all madness. But there is more. Why, speaking of madness, is the Washington Post upset about its staffers using it's a tough term. Be careful. Now, here it's coming. It's going to hurt your ears. They use the term pregnant women. What are they supposed to say instead? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Go to vaccine! Go to back!
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, the speech police at the Washington Post have issued another ruling to ensure that they are in step with all of the political correctness rules that are currently transforming the nation. For a long time, reports the Daily Caller, for a long time, reporters have mentioned a pregnant woman, or maybe even worse, pregnant women, when those phrases are applicable. But starting now, those phrases are heading to the trash bin, except in very specific circumstances. Reporters will now be expected to write pregnant individuals. Why? Because not everyone who is pregnant is a woman. Paper's Instagram team leader, this is for the Washington Post, whose name is Travis Lyles, posted a screenshot of new guidance on Twitter on Friday. And the screenshot said, while biology dictates who can become pregnant, it does not reflect gender identity. If we say pregnant women, we exclude those who are transgender and non-binary. And part of what all of this comes back to was that stupid story, and it was a stupid story, and I wish happiness to everybody. But there was a story twice about a pregnant man in Oregon. Where else? And how did it happen that he was a pregnant man? Because he had transitioned from female to male, but he hadn't had any surgery. So he still had ovaries and was able to get pregnant with his female partner. Now, how the female partner did her part, who knows? But there are technical ways you can do that. There are a couple of exceptions to the new rule where they don't have to say pregnant individuals. They can still say pregnant woman or pregnant women. And if the writer is positive that the women being identified are referenced to all identify as women, then it's okay to say pregnant women. But if you don't know that for sure, and you were able to make a hideous mistake talking about them all as pregnant women, when one of them may still identify as a man, then... And also, if you're referencing a medical study that uses that phrase, pregnant woman, you can use that. This is lunacy. Because, again, to say this, you have to basically deny that a man who can get pregnant is really a man. Now, if you can get pregnant, could we say that that is definitionally changes your identity or even the way it should be recognized and acknowledged? Or is it still totally the control of the politically correct police? Let us go to Sid in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, sorry to lose Sid. By the way, speaking of women... Alyssa Milano has just attacked the abusers on the Supreme Court and said it's the most dangerous time to be a woman in America. This is the most... And why? She thinks that Brett Kavanaugh is going to come over to your house and try to assault your 15-year-old daughter? That's the abuser she's... I think she's worried about the Texas legislature. And the fact that this is a dangerous time for women, it may be the most dangerous time for very complicated litigation that is going to go forward, or law cases that are probably going to be brought and discussed. And by the way, the survival of the Texas abortion law is probably, the chances of it surviving judicial scrutiny, I don't think are excellent. There are a couple of emails that came in that I wanted to get to. One came in from Lewis, who's in Longview, and he writes in, "We allow Germany, Japan, and South Korea to rebuild their countries in their own image and culture. America then was smart enough not to dictate American culture and principles in their rebuild like we tried in the Mideast and Vietnam. American nation building is a complete failure." As to let me first deal with that. It's a really foolish analogy, because the big difference was not a different approach to nation building or so-called nation building between what we did in Afghanistan and Iraq and what we did in Germany and Japan. The difference was, in Germany and Japan, we won a war, and big time. And Germany and Japan needed rebuilding, and they recognized it because they were destroyed. Their economy was destroyed. Their system had destroyed. It had failed entirely. What we were trying to do in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Vietnam was not to destroy those countries, and we didn't. We were trying to defend sympathetic governments in those countries, and we didn't stay over with a grand rebuilding project. The first thing we did in Afghanistan was have a Loya Jorga, is a name of a traditional, very traditional Afghan, going back centuries, way of deciding things, and we called one of those. Then Lewis also goes on, and he says, as to COVID shots, Americans don't believe that government, because the lies, disinformation, and political power is obvious. In addition, the Dems' attempt at political control is obviously contrary to our freedoms guaranteed by our Constitution. If you talk about political control, is it political control when people require measles shots? Is it political control when people require seatbelt wearing? Now, you may be for or against these things, but it to suggest that there is some kind of evil plot, if the Democrats want to take over more of your life, they'll take over more of your money, which they're trying to do, which is one of the big issues right now. But the idea that they want to take control, and their one thing they want to control is to get you to get a vaccine that's going to help defend you against a pandemic, pretty bizarre. And speaking of pretty bizarre, there's a toy from the 1980s that is back for its fifth movie version. My Little Pony, The New Generation. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A small, intrepid group of pastel-colored ponies are determined to recapture the lost magic that once allowed them to bind with other equine creatures who have recently become their enemies in My Little Pony, A New Generation. Now playing in theaters and streaming on Netflix.
Once upon a time, Earth ponies, Pegasi, and unicorns live in harmony.
Why can't we be friends anymore?
Maybe one day we'll figure it out.
Well, this plot isn't always easy to figure out, but the characters are both more amusing and more appealing than you'd expect in the fifth major film project spun off from the gory toys that were a major hit in the 1980s. It's rated PG for some dangerous adventures that might be scary for very little kids, while older children and parents might chortle at some of the goofy tries at humor. 2.5 stars for My Little Pony, non-magical but adequate entertainment. And on the Michael Medved show, I don't know what happened with that particular taping, but I didn't refer to the My Little Ponies as goy toys. I just didn't do that. It has nothing to do with religious or ethnic identity at all. Speaking of religious and ethnic identity, on Wednesday are going to be taking a look at one of the greatest presidents ever, who believed in small government and low taxes and a modest use and restrained use of executive power. His name was Calvin Coolidge, and he conveys plenty of lessons for Joe Biden and for other politicians of our current day. We'll be talking about him with Amity Schlaes, who has done a new edition of Coolidge's autobiography. We'll also be talking about Sarah Silverman, big-time leftist activist, who now is slamming part of the squad in the House. Why? It's well-deserved. We'll get to that and to much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.